Hi, this is Daniela Cambone for the Daniela Cambone Show. On the road here for ITM Trading, we are at the PDAC. It is the world's largest mining event with over 20,000 people that come from all around the world. And we're at one of the, probably the premier event during the PDAC, the Gold and Silver Reception, which is sponsored by various miners, including Pan American. I'm with the CEO now, Michael Simon. Michael, it's always good to be with you.
Thanks for having me.
What an incredible day to be talking gold, silver, right? People want to know, is this finally the time to believe in the sector? Can we believe the price action we're seeing, Michael?
Look, it was an amazing day for sure. We had quite a few of these days, actually.
And then
it retracted, and maybe it happens again, but we get always a taste what's to come. Maybe it takes another few months, maybe not, but I think it's very clear that when everything changes, when real interest rates start falling again, that's what we're going to see. And you got a good taste today, both gold and silver, which is really nice to see.
I think the question is, and I had a really good interview with Pierre Lassonde on this. I mean, in terms of gold miners, he was saying the stocks really have to play catch up to the price of gold. I mean, he said the gold miners are basically acting like gold is $1,500 an ounce, you know, as opposed to $2,100. Yeah. I mean, do you agree with that statement?
Yeah, I mean, I could agree that's maybe even less than 1500. I've never seen this in my career, really. And, you know, it's quite a while I'm doing this. And this big disconnect between an all-time high gold price, not silver, but all-time high gold price, nearly. And we're $20 off today. And most of the precious metal companies trade at a 52-week low. So definitely a big lack of investment interest in it.
Like I said, like obviously a lot of folks are focused on the tech stocks or bonds and Bitcoin, of course, right? So why do you feel that it's always a tough sell for gold and silver? Why is the investor not there yet?
You know, right now you can make, 5.5% interest with no risk. That's new, right? We never had that for the last, 15 years. So I think that will change. As I said, interest rates will come down, real interest rates, and the interest will come back to gold. But at the moment, I think we have to be patient for a little longer. It will turn around. And, you know, for the miners, mining at and selling gold at 21.20 like today, you know, that couldn't be much better than that.
Do you think it's hard to make a case as the CEO of Pan America? Is it hard to make the case for silver, for gold, when Bitcoin's at, you know, close to 70,000 here?
I think there's definitely a shorter term investment that people look at right now. And as you know, in the mining, my job is to make sure that the company grows and keeps healthy for a very long time. It just hit 30 years this year, and that will continue hopefully for another 30 years. So it is getting harder, I think, to find that investor that is, you know, looking at the longer term and not just like 1 month, 2 months and make like, you know, quite a quick return that maybe you can do with Bitcoin or not. I don't know.
You mentioned the Fed. So how closely do you as a CEO monitor what the Fed plans to do here?
Well, I look at it like everybody. Obviously, it's very going to be very important for the directional change of the precious metals, not only precious metals, but that will be really giving us the new direction. So very important for us. Yeah, I can look at it. I don't have any impact to it, obviously. I will see what happens. I think it will be a bit later in the year. I'm not in a camp. I don't think we're going to see it in spring. I think for me, it's probably a summer or late summer event.
Michael, what can investors expect from Pan American this year? What's your goal?
Look, it's a great year last year, a big year. We changed the company completely with the acquisition of Yamana. We integrated four big assets. We sold three big assets as well. That was just a great year all over. And then we came out with a preliminary economic assessment on our discovery in Mexico, La Colorada. The skarn there, it will be the biggest zinc mine in the world, with 17 million ounces of silver production a year on top of it as a byproduct. So an amazing big project. I think the market is going to sit and wait right now because it comes with a $3 billion build, a capital number. But I made very clear that this is not something we're building ourselves. What I'm really interested is to keep my hand on that 17 million silver.
So that's kind of the criticism you would get is like you've lost the focus on silver. So what do you say to the folks out there?
Look, we have the biggest reserve. We have the biggest resource in silver. We have the biggest projects. Sometimes the gold projects move faster ahead than the silver ones come. Right now, I have a big silver project coming in the La Colorada skarn. That silver, when you look at our reserve, you see where it's going. Obviously, that comes back. Growing a company to this size like Pan American, where you have enough liquidity to attract the really big investors, it's very hard just to do on the silver side. Just geologically you don't find this size deposit. So that's where the gold comes in. But we definitely, we don't change the name. I know I got lots of questions last year.
Yes.
And it's not going to happen.
That's right.
You know, I love silver. I think it's a great metal. And, you know, when you look on the demand on the industrial side, it's amazing where it's going. We don't see it yet in the price, but it will come.
Michael Simon, continued success with the company. And I hope you get to enjoy some of the celebration this evening.
Like I said, it's an
evening dedicated to gold and silver. We don't see too many of these. Have fun.
Thank you. You too.
And we hope you enjoy the content. We'll have more of it coming your way. So be sure to stay tuned to the Daniela Cambone Show here on ITM Trading. And don't forget to sign up at danielacambone.com.